Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens. After lengthy discussion and contention, a senior housing project for Holland cleared a city hall hurdle last Wednesday night. On a 6-2 vote, with Mayor Kurt Dykstra recused due to a professional conflict of interest in the matter, council members approved rezoning the 25-acre site where the clubhouse stood at the now-closed Holland Country Club from a single-family residential to multi-plan development. Grand Rapids-based Covenant Development sought the change in order to build a 68-unit complex that have a mix of duplexes and condos in a zero-step design that would accommodate older residents. There was a lengthy public hearing before the council vote. You'll hear both the pros and cons during the hearing, and you'll also hear from Councilman Todd Whiteman, who expressed the sentiment of the majority of council members.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Peter Engels with Covenant Developments, 2950 Pickford Drive. And I am the owner, president and owner of Covenant Developments, and I'm here this evening with Jason Vandercote, our engineer, Dave Calden with Law, Weathers, and Richardson, our counsel, and we're absolutely thrilled to be here tonight for our fourth public hearing. I'm fully confident that the zoning and site plan application process has worked, as you have a very refined plan in front of you with unanimous support from the planning staff and the planning commission. Of course, every city's most important resource is its residents, and I know firsthand the positive effect that the Villas of Holland will have on those who currently live in the area and are in great need of our zero-step housing. We have been looking to build in the community of Holland for many years. Holland is very special to me personally. First and most importantly is that my wife of 17 years was born at Holland Hospital and lived on Main Street. In fact, I see her childhood wooden shoes that were made at the wooden shoe factory every morning as they are prominently displayed in our closet. My father-in-law worked at Chris Craft. My beloved mother-in-law grew up near Castle Park. She and her twin sister were both clomping dancers all through high school. She worked at the Heinz Pickle Factory, as did her mother, before she eventually completed her education and became an art teacher at Saugatuck High School. My Aunt Joyce had her wedding reception at the Holland Country Club in 1960, and I'm thrilled to report that they are still happily married after 53 years. As a local builder in West Michigan, I have always wanted to build a community here because the people and the city of Holland's values are in line with ours. Great, hardworking people who are welcoming and believe in building community. Our company's mission statement is to build homes, communities, and lives. You see, our goal is not just to sell condos. Our goal is to create community, build relationships, and make people's lives better. When we do all those things, everything else falls into place. I know this will happen at the Villas of Holland, as it does in all of our communities, because we foster it. Old friendships will be reunited, new friendships will be made, families will be closer, volunteer groups will be formed, and lives will be improved. I fully realize and respect the fact that this property has meant a great deal to many people through the years. We will continue that tradition of excellence, community, relationships, and quality of life. There is no doubt that the country club is missed by many, and no one can bring it back. But we will honor it by making it home to those who made the country club what it was, and to be a great neighbor for all of Holland Heights, whether they live at the Villas of Holland, have friends or family that do, or who simply would share the great neighborhood. The zoning and site plan application process has been incredibly fully analyzed, and all the incredibly important parts of the PRD benefits for this project, including providing public park access, stormwater detention and clarity, reduced density, reduced traffic, preservation of trees and green space, neighborhood buffering and landscaping, our single-level for-sale homes, resident demographics, zero-step community, and much more. There are a lot of people like my Aunt Joyce who have great memories of the Holland Country Club and that want to live there, as is indicated by our waiting list that is now up to 26 prospective homeowners. When you combine all these facts with the fact that the Villas of Holland will be building community for decades to come, I respectfully ask that you follow the city staff and planning commission's unanimous recommendation to approve the Villas of Holland.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. My name is Charlie Williams, and I live at 1178 Birdie Lane. There has been some misinformation regarding why so many of us are opposed to the rezoning of HCC. To clarify our stance, I present this Q&A. Question. The former Holland Country Club site has been vacant for several years. Is this the first development proposal? Answer, no, it is not. When HCC closed, the new owner, McTell Bank, gave an option to buy the uplands portion to Oak Crest of Holland to build a multi-story senior citizen housing project. Council would have had to change the zoning from R1 district to planned residential development for Oak Crest to build. On December 14, 2010, the Planning Commission voted unanimously that Council should change the uplands master plan designation to one family residential. And on January 5, 2011, in support of the neighbors of the property, Council agreed that the uplands should remain one family residential in keeping with the character of the surrounding neighborhood. Following that decision, City Planner Mark Vanderploeg said to the Holland Sentinel, quote, "It doesn't say the zoning can't be changed, but if there is going to be any subsequent land development here, it is to be of the single-family variety," unquote. The neighbors would like Council to reaffirm its commitment to Mr. Vanderploeg's statement and to vote to maintain the character of the neighborhood by once again refusing to change the zoning of Holland Country Club. Question. New housing developments benefit the city by expanding the tax base. Are you against residential development? Answer. No, we are not. Development is a good thing. Of course, all of our neighborhoods were originally forest. However, developments should fit the character of their surroundings. For example, unless you live on a major highway, you probably don't want a truck stop next door. This is the reason we have zoning laws. Question. You say residential development is a good thing, but you're against developing Holland Country Club. Answer. No, we're not. Development of private property is inevitable in urban areas, and the owner of HCC has every right to sell it to someone who can develop the property in accordance with the best use of the property. The Planning Commission's task is merely to determine if a developer's plans satisfy city regulations. If they do, the Planning Commission is required to approve. It then falls to the City Council to determine, one, if a proposed development is the best use for a property, and two, whether the development fits the character of the surrounding neighborhood. We are not against the development of HCC. In fact, there are multiple alternative uses for the site. We are only against the rezoning of the property from R1 district to planned residential development. Question, so why are you against the rezoning of HCC to planned residential development? Answer, the neighborhood surrounding HCC is made up of single-family detached homes on medium to large-sized lots, allowing for plenty of open space and extensive landscaping. This has created a diverse neighborhood, which features many different styles of homes and yards. In addition, because it's located within the McIntyre River watershed, there are tracts of unbuildable terrain which are heavily forested wildlife habitat. All these things combine to create a neighborhood with a unique character which the residents are trying to preserve. The current proposal is for quadplex condos, which are large, look-alike units with look-alike landscaping. These units obviously do not fit the character of the surrounding neighborhood, which celebrates diversity on every level. In addition, these units are built on slabs with no basements and fit best on flat terrain like the developer's other sites in Wyoming. In order to build these units on this site, the hillside must be completely bulldozed and terraced before any construction even begins, irrevocably altering the landmark natural features of the site. If the developer fails to fully execute its plan, which I believe is likely, given both the ongoing real estate slump and the unrealistic asking price of the units, and the property becomes a stalled development, like, for example, the one on the southwest corner of Country Club Road and 32nd Street, the property could be sold to another development. As mentioned above, Council has already rejected one proposal to rezone to PRD in order to build a senior citizen housing project. In conclusion, Council can preempt a potential disaster by refusing to change the zoning, ensuring that any future development will be of the single-family variety consistent with the surrounding neighborhood. Please note that we believe the zero-step concept serves an important need, and we support its construction at a location where it makes sense. In fact, there are two other sites in the city already zoned PRD or PUD, one next to Van Royalty Farm and the other next to the Kensington development on 143rd Avenue, where this development could be built with far less excavation necessary and thus at far less expense to Covenant developments. We urge Council to vote to preserve the character of our neighborhood by opposing the rezoning of Holland Country Club, and we hope that Mr. Engels will select another property in the city for this important project. Thank you.
Thank you. Council, the ball is now squarely in our court.
Mr. Whiteman. I believe in my heart of hearts that the concerns that each and every person shared relative to a PRD. They're founded. I don't want to discount them one bit. I think many of those exist in an R1 situation as well, whether it's construction traffic, the duration of construction, in the myriad of things, whether it's an upland preservation or whatnot. All of those things are at risk in an R1 development because, we, from control factors, we're pretty limited here. This is still a privately held piece of property. At no point do I see this council taking action to acquire that property and retain that type of ownership. So with all that said, the one thing that I have been kind of a chirping bird on is the concept of zero-step communities and aging in place. And I believe wholeheartedly in them. Like many of you that have lived there for 30 years, I want to live in my neighborhood for 30 years too. It's not the same neighborhood that we're talking about now, but I do want to stay on the south side of Holland. I pray that at some point there's something like this available to me because I do cherish that neighborhood. In the work that I do, I've seen the value of these properties such as this and the concept of aging in place be right on the forefront of what it means to be a community livable for a lifetime. And I mentioned early on, Phil Meyer and I sit on a work group together here in the city with other people that work within the aging population and those with disabilities addressing this for a very long-term view. And so I'm keen on that idea, and that's why I'm supportive of this, and that's why I would encourage my council members to give it thoughtful consideration.
That's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you for joining us and listening again next week at this time for more Perspectives.